Tuesday the 1st of December, Yud Dalad Kislev, Rabbi Moshe Savitsky, Dvar Halacha, Petrilis Mogain Ovos.
Hoist to cover that sign, yes. I want to thank Mr. Iskowitz for giving me the opportunity to share Dvar Halacha with you on a very interesting Indian. You know, our Siddur that we daven in is, aside from the fact that it's a tefillin, has the wonderful medium of tefillah to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unique opportunity to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a history book. A lot of tefillahs in the Siddur relate to different situations that the Klal Yisrael was in through the generations. So you have a tefillah like Avarachamim, which relates to the time of the Crusades. You can pork in the time of the Ga'onim, Mekadeshim Chavarabim, other difficult times in the Klal Yisrael. And a lot of examples, even in Shemayin Esrei, you have three brachas, one after the other, that seemingly relate to different situations, whether it's Hashiva Shefteinu, which relates to keeping the judges, the judicial system straight. You have that clue from the Havineinu, where it encapsulates that bracha, and the Hatoyim, the people who are, and Vlamashinim obviously is for like the Tzdukim, and B'chol HaTzadikim after that is for the whole Klal Yisrael, that they should be. So, and then Uvnei Yerushalayim, of course, for Mamigdash and the lot. We have also an interesting tefillah on Friday night. The Friday night tefillah start with Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is a unique institution. It was instituted basically by the Mekubalei Tzfas. Before the Mekubalei Tzfas, it wasn't so elaborate. You look in the early Machzorim, in the Machzor Roima, it does away to Friday night starts with Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. There's no Lechadoidi, there's no Kabbalah, but about 1500, late 1500, early 1600, Rav Shlomo Alkibetz and Ramchal put together tefillahs, and they put together a Kabbalah Shabbos. And my theory has always been these people had come from the Girush Sfarad, the expulsion, and they were heartbroken people. They were remnants of, and that's the whole L'chadoidi takes that tone. It starts sadly, and with the base of Migdash, Migdash Melech Yemelucha, it goes through, and then, you know, we always change the tone. And Loisei Voishiv, Loisei Komi, Al Yadish Ben Patsi, Moshiach, Al Yemun, and it was put together for a time of need, Rav Shlomo Alkibetz felt. And by the way, it's the newest tefillah in the Siddur, the latest tefillah, and I don't think there's any community in the world that doesn't say L'chadoidi today, whether you say it by the Bima or you say it by the Chazan, whatever. Now, that's how it starts with Kabbalah Shabbos. On the other end of the Kabbalah Shabbos is a tefillah, Morgan Avis. That tefillah is a fantastic tefillah. And if you look in the Morgan Shabbos of Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi says, what is the source, what is the reason for that tefillah? It's a unique Rashi. And it's not brought anywhere. The Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara just says the Lashon that Shliach Tzibah is Yoyred Lefnei HaTeva. It doesn't say the Gemara, it doesn't say the reason why you say that abridged version of Shemayin Esrei. So, you know, there's a lot of, not a lot, but there's a couple of tefillahs that are abridged. You know, there's the Shemayin Esrei Havineinu, there is benching is abridged. But interestingly enough, those tefillahs are abridged because people don't have enough time. They're under pressure of time, so they don't have enough time to say. But on the other hand, this tefillah is just the opposite, the other way around. It's to fill in time, Rashi says. To fill in time in order... Why? So Rashi says an interesting thing. It says, the Gemara says, Mishum HaSakana. They made it Mishum HaSakana. So Rashi says, there was mazikim, and people, imagine, people would work from morning till night, meaning just before Shabbos, they would go out and leave the work, and they'd come late to shul. There are always late comers to shul, and the Chachomim wanted to provide a provision for those late comers, so the Chachomim put down a tefillah. It says, Leili Shabbos, Tvoyim Beveis HaKnesesh, B'choshir Sheyesh, Shehein Memayim, Lovoi V'shoyim Lach HaTvil, Chein HaRichu, Tvilas Hatziva. Now, where was the Sakana? So, you know, actually the Rambam just says plain Sakana, it's dangerous, could be even in the city. But Rashi says an interesting fact, first of all, that the Bati Midrashim wore Chutz La'ir. It's not only Rashi, Tosa says it in several places in Barachas, that Beis Amid Al, Tosa says it, that Hey on the Beis, Tosa says it, and he says that the Bati Midrashim were out in the fields. That's how they built the Bati Midrashim in the times of the Gemara. I've always wondered about it. It's a mysterious effect that they built the Bati Midrashim. And I think, and I don't even know if I'm right about that, is maybe they didn't want the Bati Midrashim to be within the city, which has influence of Avodah Zarah, churches and everything, so they put it out. How you deal with Tum Shabbos and all that's another issue, how far it was out. Now let me tell you, if you think that isn't done today, there's still one or two places in the world that have the Bati Midrashim outside the city. Do you know where that is? So let me tell you, there was a few cities like Trigadalis on what's called the Berber Coast, North Africa, all along North Africa. So you had cities like Jeffrin, and you had a city like Djerba. Djerba is a famous city. Now Djerba is probably the last, it's an island just off of Tunisia, Djerba. And it's the last probably continuous Yiddish Kehillah over 2,500 years continuously from the Zman HaChurban HaMikdash. That Kehillah is straight. Even today there's 1,000 Jews. I've met people from Djerba. And it's fascinating. There's a lot of legends about Djerba, but their Beis HaMedrash is called the El Gariba Beis HaMedrash. And maybe if some of you remember, 1995, there was a terrorist act on the island of Djerba, and that shul was destroyed a little. I don't know to what extent people were killed there. So that they find the Jews everywhere, but Baruch Hashem, in that particular one, Jews weren't killed. So that shul is outside of the city. There are two little cities in Djerba, Jewish cities. At the turn of the century, they were totally Jewish. And one is called El Har Gariba and El Har Sagira. Those are the two cities that are pretty close to each other. And they have, even today, like I tell you, 1,000 Jews. But El Har Sagira has the shul, the El Gariba is outside of the city. You can look at you probably if you Google today, the shul, if you Google, and Djerba. You can Google Djerba, you can Google El Gariba. Sometimes they call the shul Deget because there's a legend. See, these people came from the Churban HaMikdash to Djerba. That's quite clear. That is established by even someone like in 1600, there was a Sefer Shomrei Emunah from Rabbi Avraham Chaim Adadi. So he says an interesting thing. He says that it's clear that these people were there before even the Midrashim, because he says the Shabbos Chazoin, before Tisha B'Av, they read Masagei Chazoin for the Haftarah. We read Chazoin Yeshaya. They read. Now, they couldn't do it against the Medrash. So they had to be there even before the time of the Medrash. And that's how the Shomrei Emunah Avraham Chaim Adadi says. It's clear. There's other rayas too. But the legend is that they had, I don't know how they did this, but they had a door from the Beis HaMikdash. And in Arabic, door is called Deget, so they call the Shul Deget also. But they're very protective of the Shul. And it's I'm doing in my shul a series this winter on Djerba with all the minhagim, the halachas, and the tshuvas they bring. There's a tshuvas from Gdolei HaDor to the people of Djerba. The Maram Eleshka has a fantastic tshuva, about 1600 also. So to make a long story short, these people sat in the island of Djerba, but the shul was outside. Even today, you'll see the shul is outside. It's been totally remodeled, but it happens to be outside. And so the first thing that Rashi says is, he says 2 points. Yeah, if you look well in Rashi, and it's brought out in the other Rishonim too. One point is that the shul was outside and the people had to go there. Another point is, and they had to be protected, but more so than protecting, it seems the Chazal wanted to give him an opportunity once a week to be mishtadev in the tefillah with the tzibur. See, Rashi says that during the week they did not go to shul. They didn't have an opportunity. Imagine, they worked the whole week, and they didn't have an opportunity to go to shul, and the Chazal wanted to give him an opportunity, so they created a holy Shemayna Esrei. A Shemayna Esrei, and it's called Me'en Sheva. the Ram says something very interesting. He takes it like a step further. He says, "Mipnei hasakonis datzar." It's not the Ram in back of the riff, but the Chiddushia Ram. You take a look; it has a big shtickle of this Gemara. So he says that not only was there sakana, but he says an interesting thing. He says the Malach HaMavis goes to the outsides of the city and he leaves his kelim there. And if you leave someone on their own, the Ram says, "I'm not making this up." The Ram says this. If you leave a person there alone, it's dangerous. With the Malach HaMavis, no one wants to start up with the Malach HaMavis as Kalim. You know, there's a Gemara in Chagig and Davdala that says that at times the Malach HaMavis unfortunately makes a mistake. A whole Gemara there, and he confused two people, and he brought home the wrong one. Against Gemara, so you see, it's a dangerous type of mission that he's on. So therefore, the Ran says that, and the Ran says another interesting thing, and this is also, this tefillah was only made for Shabbos, not for Yontif, only for Shabbos. And so the Ran says, because that the Mazikim are only twice a week. The Ran says Wednesday nights and Friday nights. And that's probably one of the reasons why we say, a lot of people are noyig not to say Kiddush between 6 and 7, because that's the period. One of the reasons anyway. So that's the Ran. Excuse me. Because 6 and 7, this type of mazik prevails on Friday night. Right. That's one of the reasons why they say. Yeah, you can ask me whatever you want. Gesundheit. So that's the Ran. And the Rivash takes it a little further. The Rivash's tshuva is Simon Navadal, and it's a very interesting tshuva, because there comes, there's always a shaila. Well, it's not today, it's a psak halacha, that when Friday is Yontif, and Shabbos is Shabbos, from Shabbos comes out of the Friday, so do you say Magen Avos or not on Friday night? Well, there's only one Shabbos a year you don't say it, that's Pesach. When Pesach falls out on Friday or on Shabbos, then because there is a special Shmirah. And though this is interesting, incidentally, though we always believe that Shabbos has its own Shmirah, Shabbos has Baruch Sukkah Shalom Al Yisrael and all of that, and it has its own Shmirah, still we're concerned about this field, the people going out in a Makom Sakana, that concerned the Chazal. So now the Rivash says that a man went up, and I guess the Rivash sat in Algeria, by the way, after the Girish, and you can't tell, I always wonder where this took place, but he says a man went up to Davin by the Ahmed, and like he did say Magen Avos, and someone started yelling from the back of the shul that it's a bracha levatola, you're not allowed to say a whole tumul, and he put him in cherem, he put the Baal Tefillah in cherem, and the Rivash deals with both ends of the matter. First of all, he says, obviously, there's no doubt about it, that there's you're obligated to say Magen Avos. And he says, interestingly enough, he says, even on Friday, Yontif, there were still people in the fields. Could be they were doing, looking at the fields. And that's what the Rivash says there. And he says, the reason is not because of Sakana, not because of this, but he says, simply this Am Sheva Sadas that you have to take care of, that they should be able to participate in the tefillah. That's how the Rivash puts it down. So therefore, and he goes through the whole tshuva, he said the cherem is not a cherem, and the man did 100% galocha, and 100% that you do say Magen Avos on Friday night coming after Yontif. So that's for that. Now to go on to, that's the history. But we have to see, and it's a history that's frozen in time. When you open the Siddur, you don't realize this is Magen Avos for people thousands of years ago, that the Chazal, I always compare it, there's a new Sefer that came out from the Ragachova just recently with his tshuvas, and there I saw an interesting tshuva. He says that on Yom Kippur at night, you can even let an Avarian go to the Yomid and Davin. I don't know if he means Machal Shabbos or what, because it says that we're matter the Avarianim to participate in the tefillah. So he says, there you're allowed. It's very interesting. So you see, the Chazal always put in provisions for people. They wanted, in the world that we live in today, I don't know if it would Akanoistic world, I don't know if it would happen, but you see, the Chazal were concerned, made a whole new tefillah and a new Shmai Nesrei that's totally in halacha when you look at it. There are five kashas on the new tefillah. Number one, you never have a chazaras. It's a chazaras hashatz, by the way, as we'll soon see. It's a proper chazaras hashatz, and therefore the shliach tziva should be careful. You see, sometimes in shuls, you have to say every word of Magen Avos. You can't just finish off the end. You have to say every word of it, because it's a proper chazaras hashatz. So So they put Chazar Shas Shatz by Marv is never, because the reason is, since Marv is just Rishus, and therefore, specifically as a Heker, we don't have a Chazar Shas Shatz. There's never a Chazar Shas Shatz without Kedusha, by the way. Never, you'll never find Chazar. There's no Kedusha. And there's a lot of other inconsistencies, and I think the greatest inconsistency is that we say it today, and it's Bechlal Lechura, not Negeya. It's not Negeya, let me come to that. So we say it today, it's not Negeya, we don't live in the Sakana, we don't have this problem of going, and yet we say it. But there is a practical halachas that kick in here that we use today. Ad HaYom HaZeh, we use halachas from this interesting minig that is. So let me tell you the first halacha that we use. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samaches, Siman Reish, near the end of Reish Samaches, says like this, that what happens if someone... davened, and he left out the mentioning Shabbos in the tefillah. So Rav Amram Goin in his siddur says quite clearly, "Machzir enoisai," meaning "Machzir enoisai," you make him repeat Shema Yisrael. Obviously, that makes sense. You leave out Yom Tov Shabbos in the tefillah. You have to repeat Shema Yisrael. This is in the Torah, by the way. Reish Samaches in the Torah. The Torah brings Reb Moshe Goin. Reb Moshe Goin says that no, if he forgot Shabbos, he can be mechaven with the Shliach Tzibur, and a lot of people hold that he means he should say with the Shliach Tzibur the Me'ein Sheva. You can be mechaven, that's what the Torah says. You can be mechaven and say the Me'ein Sheva with the Shliach Tzibur, and you can be Yoitza like that. And Rav Nachman Noye Goin says that even if you didn't daven at all, never mind Shabbos, if you didn't daven at all, you can be Yoitza with the Me'ein Sheva. I'll soon bring you Rivki Vega, but I take it, and I don't know if this is right or not, but I've given this back to people. I hold that if you need to have a Tashlumen, that maybe you can be Yoitzit the Tashlumen with the Main Sheva. I think you can be Yoitzit the Tashlumen with the Main Sheva, because you'd have a problem if not, because you have to say Vayichulu, and you can't say Shema Yisrael before. If I can't, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be Mekatzah Friday night, in order you should say Vayichulu with the Tziva. The Taz actually says that on Vayichulu you need to have 10 people, not 2. That's what Taz says. So, because you need a Neda, a Kahal, and so on. So that's what it is. Now the Tor asks the Kasha. He has a quite an obvious Kasha. The Tor says, how can it be? The man didn't say Shema Yisrael. A main Sheva is not a replacement for Shema Yisrael. So how can it be? So and how does it remain? Now, a step further than the Shulchan Aruch is the Reb Ki Vega. The Reb Ki Vega takes it a step further and says, and he says this is Simin Kuf Yudalad, the Reb Ki Vega on the side in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, what happens if someone forgets on Friday night Mashiv Aruch? Reb Ki Vega has a good sad that you don't have to repeat Shema Yisrael. He says you don't have to. He just feels always at the end, Tzorech Li'i in Bazaar. But L'chad Kili starts, he says, I hold you don't have to repeat Shema Yisrael, because since the Me'ein Sheva doesn't have in it Mashiv Aruch. Doesn't have Mashiv Aruch, the Me'ein Sheva. And therefore, therefore it's a tefillah, the Friday night Shema Yisrael, it seems, doesn't require Mashiv Ruach, it's not a ma'akev, otherwise it would have been put into the Me'ein Sheva. And you see, like in tefillahs of Havineinu, when there are certain things missing that you're not allowed to say it at that time, when there are certain things missing in the Havineinu that you can't say. So principally Reb Ki Vega says that Friday night, if you forget Mashiv Ruach, passes that you can really don't have to repeat Shema Yisrael. Normally you have to repeat Shema Yisrael, but Friday night, since the backup on the Shema Yisrael is the Me'ein Sheva, you don't have to. And here I'll take it even a step further. You know, Friday night on Shabbos Tshuva, you have to say Amelech HaKadosh. Actually, if you look, and this is, that would be another shmos, there's a lot of changes in the Nusach of Magen Avos. If you look in the Rambam Perek Tes, he changes them. One of the things he changes, he says Hamelech HaKadosh all year round in Magen Avos. The Teimanim say Hamelech HaKadosh all year round in their Tichlal, in their city. You'll see Hamelech HaKadosh all year round. So, but the halacha is that you don't, and I'm not sure about this, but the halacha is clear that if the Shliach Tziva said Hakel HaKadosh and not Hamelech HaKadosh, he doesn't have to repeat the Me'ein Sheva. So, Mela, since that's, again, the backup, like Reb Ki Beger says on the Shemayin Esrei, it could be that if you leave out Hamelech HaKadosh Friday night, maybe also not. It's all theories I'm giving you, but how operative this from thousands of years ago, this tefillah is fantastic. So you have here those few. Now let me just define a little the tefillah. So you see, you know, we have quite a few tefillahs, I told you before, that are because of Amshad Asadis. So Tosis says that one of the tefillahs that are Amshad Asadis is Yirui Neinu. You say it by Ma'ariv. Yirui Neinu, it lengthens the Ma'ariv. Another very interesting tefillah is the Vameh Madlikin. Oh, so the Kolbe says, Vameh Madlikin, he says this is one of two reasons that we say Vameh Madlikin on Friday night. Some tzivas, some nusach sfat don't say it at all. Ashkenaz says, and there's always different places where they say it, either after Ma'ariv or after Mizmor Shir. There's not a clear consensus where you say that. Now the Kolbe says there's one of two reasons why you say Vameh Madlikin Friday night. One is because it has all the halachas of hadlokin. You have to know the halachas of hadlokin, I repeat. Another, he says, is this reason, because you lengthen the tefillah to give an opportunity to the Amshe Basarais. You have to give them an opportunity. So what's interesting is that the Kolbe goes with the shita of Amshe Basarais, and therefore the Kolbe L'shitase says you should say Vameh Madlikin after davening, because that makes more sense. The Mechaber, it seems, holds that the reason why you say Vameh Madlikin, he says it almost mefurish, is only to know the Hilchas Hadlaka. So the appropriate time to say it would be B'shas Maisa, the time of Hadlaka. That's when you would say it. So that's that. So that's Vameh Madlikin. Now, Yiru Enenu. Here's an interesting conflict with Yiru Enenu. You know, Magen Avos, you say only with a tzibur. A yochid doesn't say it. Not only does a yochid not say it, but there's certain guidelines where you say it and when you say it. You don't say it in a beis avu, rachman l'san, and not in a beis achosin. It has to be a kavua, a minyan kavua, in order to say magen avos. So if you have a private minyan, you don't say it. I'm very shtak mesupik when you have those two minyanim on Friday night. We have in New York, I don't know if you have a lot of that here, but in the summer there's two minyanim, an early one, a late one. It doesn't make sense to me to be saying it at both minyanim, you say it at the first one or the last one, but to say it at both minyanim doesn't make sense. So, what's the pshat in all of this? The pshat is like this. Why is Yira and Enu you say privately? Magen Avos, you don't say privately. Yira and Enu does not have at all the guidelines, even though that tefillah, the takon of the tefillah of Yira and Enu was made specifically for the latecomers, you know, to keep the latecomers into it. The answer is, I think, that Magen Avos is what's called a tefillah of the tzibur. The Chazal created a whole new tefillah and a tzibur, and they wanted the tzibur to be there in order that the individual should be able to be mishtatif once a week in a tefillah of the tzibur on Friday night, because like Rashi says, they never got a chance to daven during the week. They'd have to daven at home, Rashi says. So therefore, they had that once a week opportunity. Yiru Einenu is not a takona on the tzibur. Yiru Einenu is an individual. Everyone says it individual. And the same, there's another Gemara, the Gemara in Daf Hei in Brachas, where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to leave the base medrash if someone else is there as protection. Today it's not negayet, as Taisa says, so we don't worry about it, this kind of business. Even though Magen Avos we do seem to worry about, but this halacha don't worry again, because that's halacha on an individual. I would say, it's not halacha v'orachayim, it's misil shesharm, it's an ethical halacha. You don't leave a man behind in the base medrash. But even that, Taisa says, doesn't exist today. So therefore, you have, in other words, basically what I'm saying is Magen Avos is a different animal than Yirui Einenu. Yirui Einenu is an individual type of tefillah to protect. Magen Avos is on the tzibur. The tzibur has to protect. Now, one more thing that's interesting about this tefillah, and this is Rabbi Yosef Zecharia Stern has a tshuva. You know, he was the Shavua Goyen. He was a fantastic Goyen, Rabbi Yosef Zecharia Stern. You know, there's a story of him. He once came to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan to visit him, the Kovner Rav, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was not there in the house, so he sat in Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's office, and he looked through the Sforim and everything, And the Rebbetzin came and she says, he's tied up, he'll come back later, so you can come back later. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan comes home, he looks in the Rebbetzin tells him he was in your office looking through all your Svarim. So he sees on the table one of his Svarim lying dead in Nachal Yitzchak. He looks in the sefer, it's bent in three places. And that bothered him. He looks at the thing, he says, my best Torah, why did he bend it here? What kind of a kasha could he have already? So the Shavuot Rav comes at night, and he sees him, so Rabbi Yitzchak asks him, why did you bend those three places? It's my best shnikel Torah. He says, that's what I meant. That's the only place where the Rebbetzin Zah. So he has a tshuva. The Shavuot Rav, the Zecha, his sefer is called Zecha Yosef. He was a Muridik guy, and there's a lot of stories about him. So he has a shaila. Someone asked him on a shaila if there's a din of kriya, bowing, on the Mogen Avos. Now, in general, it seems, and from the Rishonim also, that generally you only bow where you can bow, and they bring a pasuk, mitchila, and at the end, like in Shmoneh Esrei, you bow in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, bow Mogen Avram, same thing at the beginning, at the end of the last three brachas. So the shaila is here, is there a din of kriya? It's a Shmoneh Esrei, like, you know, the Chazal created here a whole new Shmoneh Esrei. Do you have a kriya? So the Shavuot Rav deals with it, yes or no, and he brings Rav Isaac Tirna, the Baal HaMenhagim, who has a shtickle where he writes about all the things. The interesting thing is that Isaac Tirna writes, Mem Gimel Aleph, you have to be Korea, Mem Gimel Aleph. A lot of people think he means Mogen Avos. Some people say maybe it means Mogen Avram. I mean, why would he say Mogen Avram? There's a whole mabucha about it, what he means exactly. But Rav Yosef Chaim Stern takes on that he holds, certainly you have to bow. There's no doubt about it that you have to bow. I always think that it's like Shmoneh Esrei, because the other bow comes by Kaddish. You say the Kaddish to Skabel, so you have the other bow that covers you up, just like at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillah B'Tzibah. So that's another interesting, and that gives it, the bowing no doubt gives it a certain atmosphere of a proper Shmoneh Esrei. So you have here, interestingly enough, you have a fantastic theater. You know what you take from all of this? All of this talk is, to make it short, is that aside from the halachic applications that we have here, that look how the Chazal were worried about people who weren't able to daven. Look, they wanted a chappen, one tefillah, and they changed forever and ever the siddur in order to give the opportunity to people to come in once a week and daven have that opportunity to be able to daven, which is a fantastic insight. It's a fantastic thing that they were able to come in and daven. That's I would say, I think I covered now. I can't start. I very much would like to sometime talk about the Nusach HaTefillah. That Nusach has a lot of kashas. Like, it's just in the beginning you start, we say Koine Shemayim Baretz in the Tefillah, and Koine Shemayim Baretz in Shemayim Esrei, we say Koine HaKol, not Koine Shemayim Baretz. And that's a very difficult point that we say Koine Shemayim. Interestingly enough, by the way, the Rambam in his Nusach says Koine Shemayim Baretz and Koine HaKol, both together, Perik Tes Aloch Yilah. So you see that, and then there's a lot of difficult things, like I always wonder, you finished already, you had Lehoidais, and you say the Sim Shalom, and then you start again, Mekadosh HaShabbos Uvarashim, and you have Mekdush Lanu, what's that all about? You restart the whole thing, you finished already. The Tefillah is finished, we start a lot of kashas on that, but I'm not going to go into that. I mean, now is not the time. I know if you're limited, I like to keep the guidelines of the... So therefore, Yashar Koya, thank you very much.